Well, you see, the thing is, you know, people who are fundamentalists, you can't really have arguments or debates with them because that is their point of view in relationship to their religion. You know, people who are religious, it's a non-debate.
Yes,
you know,
you don't discuss.
And, you know, I mean, obviously, kind of Catholicism in Italy is very centrally located in its culture. And we all know that, you know, kind of if you think about AIDS and the church's sort of response to that in relationship to contraception, etc., you know, it's been like a non-debate, you know. And so I think, you know, in a way, kind of like if you put the camera and you ask them what they think, they're just going to basically defend their position. And that's what they did. And of course, we had counter arguments to that. You know, I mean, in a way, kind of the way that that gets read in different contexts is interesting, because I remember showing the film in a black festival in Los Angeles where people, when they heard what Shabaranks had to say when he held his Bible, saying that he lives by the rules of the Bible, you know, some of the people cheered in that audience for him, which is really disturbing. And when I showed it in the Lesbian and Gay Film Festival, some of the people obviously kind of jeered at him, you know. So what it created, I think, was a sort of binarism in the darker side of black, because in a way what I was trying to do was to represent both sides of the argument and then to try to create a third space of reflection. And, you know, that was sort of difficult in a way, because I tend to think that the questions of violence and homophobia are intertwined with the history of slavery, the history of colonialism. Like, I think it's really quite complicated. It's the political history of ammunition and guns, which were brought into Jamaican culture through the CIA, etc. It's really quite a complicated issue, and not one that can just be willed away, because essentially people don't think that, you know, kind of, you know, they just flat down think that, you know, gays and lesbians should just not exist. So in that context, what you need are laws, you know, and if people do certain things, then they have to face the consequences. But the problem is you have to have people that would uphold that law generally in a culture. And the problem that you've got in Jamaica is that basically the question of the law is one that people, in a sense, you know, if homosexuality was indeed legalized, it'd be interesting to see how that law would be upheld, you know, because, you know, you're really dealing with a fundamentalist culture and religion, you know. So I think it's a real, you know, but nonetheless, we have to make strides towards it. We have to get, you know, this whole idea of sort of the question of legality and the law, that has to come in place in civil society and has to be felt and has to be made. And I think that is like one of the major, major struggles.